W4MKH.
MKH, W4SPX.
I'll do a link to the YouTube video for that vertical that you can actually make a little make directional on it. That's what I'm going to build. I got everything in place for it. I just got to do it. So maybe it'll work for you pointing it towards Asia there.
I see it on here. I haven't pulled it up yet, but that's really cool. The other thing I was thinking about, Marshall, is I need a, well, I have an antenna for 440 megahertz. Mainly, if it's mainly for GMRS, like tuned to GMRS or Edpong antenna. But I'm going to need to get something that happened to come outside and get on the mobile like I am now, is get something that I can put up for 2 meters and 440 megahertz or 70 centimeters.
Antennas can do both of those, but off of one antenna. The one I've got out there is something we made at the, actually, we didn't make it. They did, so to speak, but then the club president here out of Tryon, he, with T-Bark, he made a bunch of them. He's got a machine shop and all. He made a bunch of them out of aluminum stock and sold them. So I got like $20 or $25 in the antenna, just bought it. And it seems to work good for 440 and for 2 meters, so that's what I'm talking on now. I've got it up about 10 or 15 feet, I don't remember which one that is out there in the yard, and that's what I hit repeaters around here with.
Did you say that InFed halfway would do 2 meters and 70 centimeters?
Don't know. I don't know how good it would do for that. I've never tried hitting it on that. I don't know if I've ever even looked at it on that, on, you know, the VNA here to see if it's tunable up in that area.
Oh, okay. I must have misheard something you said then. But, yeah, I got a little low power radio in there that, well, I got a little box to add to it if I want to. I think it does like 20 watts, but with a little helper, it might do 50. And I probably do just as good on it than I can in the market. But I just don't have an antenna up for it. But well, I was going to ask you, too, about a J-pole. You ever mess with a J-pole much?
Until yesterday, I had a J-pole in the corner of the room here that I could switch over to and use for, you know, if you got lightning outside. Use that for 2 meter, but I accidentally pulled it down by pulling on the wrong piece of coax yesterday. So I may just leave it down, and my antenna outside for 2 meters is close to the house, so it's not likely to get struck by lightning, but, you know, it's possible. And I'll tell you, just roll up J-pole and stick it over in my to-go kit for 2 meters.
Well, you know, one of my biggest problems is not the money right now, it's getting help to put it up. But like I got one pole cemented in the ground where my Edpong is, antenna is for GMRS, and that Edpong works for 70 centimeters. Although it's, you know, not perfect, but I get 70 centimeters all day long and good. But on that same pole, I would like to put something that, you know, I get 2 meters, because on it, I can't get no 2 meter contact.
I've got a chain link fence that's all the way around the backyard here, and so I've got some top rail posts. They're like 10 foot and like $20 from Home Depot or Lowe's. And I get those, and I'll use zip ties to zip tie them to one of the posts there for the chain link fence and put an antenna up on top of the 10 foot post, and you can add a couple together if you need to get higher. And then once I know things work, and then I'll go usually put a hose clamp around them to hold them tight and make them a little more permanent. I don't mount a lot of things in the ground, and I got a tripod mount in here for like the roof of your house that I'm going to put up out there in the front yard for the for a vertical to go up soon.
Roger that. Well, I've got near them rails that go on a chain link fence. I think they're like 11 and a half feet. That's what I got on my Antron 99 for CB before I got my ham license. And that got kind of bent. Well, some of them are bent from the storm. We had a Helene or whatever it's called. And then I got another aluminum pole. Is about, I don't know, about 27 feet, maybe around 30. And then, but my Antron 99 is up about 57 feet. Or no, 47, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking about taking it down using the poles, but my problem is logistics. Again, somebody to help me or figure out the best way to do it. And then maybe just one of cement in the ground. We can just, you only got to go up about 20 feet and then just put U-bolts or something and hold some meters over.
Okay, it's Friday. Yeah, my friend next door, I say next door, he's 100 yards plus away. He has a pretty complete metal type shop, and because he races dragsters, and he welded a couple of carabiners on top of those poles for me, and I use those also to stretch up my NVIS antenna at about 10 foot up. So I like using the poles, and I think I got one more out there I got to figure out what to do with. And then my biggest problem is getting coax to all those things. I need to get some kind of outdoor switch so I can run one piece of coax out and then use shorter pieces from the switch to get to the other antennas instead of running 100 foot of coax for every stupid antenna I put up.
You're a little better shape than me, but I'm basically doing the same thing because, like, that Antron was put up before I got my ham license, and it's probably at least 100 foot, maybe 120 foot of coax. But until I take it down, and I've got two antenna switches. I got a three-way and a two-way. And the same, about the same thing with the one where my Ed Long GMRS antenna's up. It's probably a good 100 foot coax, but I need to redo everything. And I don't know, I got a 12 foot ladder, but it's not going to reach the top. So I don't know, just got to manpower it and get it fixed one day. But it's all coming time, I guess.
Yeah, roger that. I'm sure there's somebody in the club down in your area down there that could help you with that. Biggest problem, like I said, is all those, running coax out and my antennas out of the wire antennas is the deer. I got to keep everything above them because it's nothing, you know, to have anywhere from six to two dozen deer in my yard wandering around the woods because they camp out here in the woods behind us in ravines between me and the guy next door. And so I got to worry about them running into it and tearing it down. You got to be careful with all that stuff. They may even chew on it. I don't know.
Probably somebody with a lot more experience than me could probably give you advice on that. But I got one little short section that I got bricks setting on or center block setting on now to hold my coax down where nobody humans, trip over it. But I was thinking about the possibility if I had to stretch it out along the ground, it's going to be a little work. But, run it through like a piece of PVC pipe and then bury it. Just underground so nobody trips over it or any animals chew it or get to it. That makes any sense.
I got outside my shack here, I got about a maybe 12 or 15 foot section of grass there that the yard service cut, so I'd have to bury it right in there. And after that, it's got between the cedar trees and out into the woods. And so I'm not worried they don't cut back there. Just got to worry about critters.
Conversation, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. We they're building so much around us now. I used to have deer out that out here and watch them every night or every morning, and now most of them got hit by cars and don't see them much anymore. But yeah, I can see that being a problem. But that's why they make shotguns for.
That I'm gonna think it's drop off site and give everybody else a chance to get in there, but it does look like Saturday is not a busy day this time of the day on the repeater. W4MKH Friday, somebody else wants to get in the conversation, jump right in.